Good afternoon. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you certainly should know, I wrote a book entitled You Could Live It Any Weight You Choose. That's right. You can live it any weight you choose. You can weigh anything you want to weigh. No, this is not fiction, and I have nothing to sell you. I do not want your money. In order to understand why diet and exercise won't do a thing for you, I will tell you again, the experts are all wrong. They haven't got a clue. A lot of them are fat, actually. So in order to understand why diet and exercise aren't going to do anything for you, you have to understand why you made yourself fat. Please do understand that you did it all by yourself. You didn't have any help. The food didn't jump in your mouth. You put it there on purpose. Why would you do that? You made yourself fat knowing you were going to get fat. The reason is very simple. The food gives you emotional satisfaction. Food in your mouth makes you feel good. When you get anxious, what do? You put food in your mouth. When you get nervous, what do? Food in your mouth. You think it's your appetite or you're hungry. If you were just eating for nourishment or just eating to stay healthy, you wouldn't be fat. You're putting all that extra food in your mouth. Keep in mind, you don't want it in your system. You just want it in your mouth. You're doing it because it gives you emotional satisfaction. Now, that's why you did it. It was emotionally more important for you to gain weight and be fat than it was to not eat the food and remain thin. Please accept that. You know it's true. You just want to deal with it. Please do not blame fast food restaurants. You don't have to go there. You have a need to go there for the food. Logically, you have no reason to go there. Now, why won't diet and exercise do anything? Look, let's start with exercise. Everybody tells you to go exercise. The First Lady is all over the news teaching kids to exercise. Exercise is fine, terrific, wonderful. Would it enable you to lose weight? No, because you're keeping yourself at a certain weight. Now let's talk about, I'll come to that again in a minute, but let's talk about diet. When people say to you, go on a diet, what they're really saying is, you cannot have the foods that give you emotional satisfaction. Let's say it's chocolate, let's say it's fried chicken, let's say it's pizza, anything. Whatever those foods are, you love the taste of them in your mouth. You love to roll the flavors around in your tongue. You love to squeeze out the juices. And keep in mind, this all happens in your mouth. Once you swallow it, you lose all the benefit, all the emotional benefit. It just lays in your system and makes you fat. So all the emotional benefit you get from whatever food you like or feel you have to have or eat a lot of, people want to take away from you. You want to say, John, Mary, Tom, I'm not going to let you eat any of that food anymore. And what are they really saying? They're saying, I'm going to deprive you of the feelings that you need for emotional security, to stop being depressed, etc. People forget that. They say, oh, sure, if you follow this diet, you lose weight. And I agree, I am certainly true, if you add 1,000 calories a day and that's all you ate, and you ate the foods all the people tell you to eat, you're going to weigh less. The problem is, you can't do it over a period of time. You can't do it permanently. You know, people talk about, well, I say I lost 10 or 20 pounds, but it's a struggle to keep it off. And why would it be a struggle? Think about it logically. If you took off the 10 or 20 pounds, why don't you just stay there? Why? Because for an extended period of time, you are never, ever, ever going to give up the foods that give you the emotional satisfaction you need. Keep in mind, there are positive emotional needs, like happiness and joy. There are negative emotional needs, like anxiety or depression. When you feel a negative emotional need, you get nervous, you put food in your mouth. And a certain kind of food. You need a certain flavor, a certain taste. And they want to take it away. They won't say, you can't have this anymore. They pretend it doesn't exist. They give you different diets. Whatever it is, whatever the food they're taking away or the quantity they propose to take away is going to make you very unhappy. You will not be able to do it for very long. You really don't need me to tell you this because everybody tells you the same thing. You know this. You know you can't do it. Why? It's not a question of willpower. People say you just need willpower. I need willpower not to eat that chocolate or that ice cream or whatever it is. It's not a function of willpower. It's a function of a need, an emotional need, for something that gives you emotional satisfaction or stops you from having negative emotional feelings. The whole thing is really that simple. You can do diet and exercise forever. And if you're listening to this, you've probably done it for a while. Hasn't done a thing for you. How you doing? All your friends do. Yeah, they may do it for a while, but not for very long. Because they can't stand the emotional drain. Everything, every diet in the world, I don't care what it is based on some sort of deprivation. The people who write the diets, they're very smart people, sure. But they won't get anywhere, and neither will you. I'm not trying to be a negative. There are ways to do this, but it is not through dieting. It's through the recognition, emotional recognition, which we'll come to, why you're done with this, and why you're doing this, and why are you keeping yourself at a weight you hate. If you're 30 pounds overweight, you know exactly what to do. You just can't do it. Keep in mind this. It's not a question of not being able to diet. It's a question of you become emotionally comfortable weighing what you do. Intellectually, you say, God, I hate this. I can't say I'm weighing this much. I'm 30 pounds too much. My health is bad. My social life is terrible. I hate the way I look, but you're not doing anything about it. Not because you don't want to, because you can't. You can never deprive yourself of things you need emotionally for very long. That's why dieting is a joke. You think I'm wrong? Ask yourself a question. How are you doing? How are your friends doing? Not very well. Now, let's talk about a positive tone in all this. First thing to do is recognize why you're doing this. Really, just recognize it. What are you doing? Why are you putting all the food in your mouth? Next time you're thinking of putting any food in your mouth, and keeping in mind you call it eating, I call it putting food in your mouth, because that's what it is. All eating is, you put food in your mouth, you taste it, and you chew it, and you swallow it, and it's all gone. You want that good feeling again, you've got to put more food in your mouth. That's where the fat comes from. That's where the overweight comes from, for everybody, not just you. Don't think that you're a weakling or you have a weakness because you need food in your mouth. Everybody does. It's just a function of degree. If you see somebody weighing 100 pounds overweight, they had a stronger emotional need than you did if you're only 20 or 30 pounds overweight. Folks, it is that simple. That is the whole issue. Start realizing what you're doing. Notice the feeling you get from the food. Notice the feeling you get when you don't have the food. And once you understand that, you are halfway there. No kidding. It is that simple. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. We'll talk further. Keep in mind, I don't want any of your money. This is all free. Goodbye.